Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Governor Charlie Baker and Lieutenant Governor Karen Pulido have amassed a combined $3.5 million in their respective campaign accounts. Now that they've decided not to seek re-election, they'll have to figure out what to do with all that cash. More now from WBUR's Steve Brown.
Baker and Pulido were accomplished fundraisers, accepting donations right up until the day before they announced this month they were not running for a third term. Pulido now has just under $2.5 million in her campaign war chest, while Baker has another $884,000 as of the end of November. Baker campaign advisor Jim Conroy says they're considering what to do with the money, including giving some of it back.
For individuals seeking refunds, folks who have donated sort of in this cycle who would like to have the contribution refunded, and the governor, lieutenant governor, indicate they'd be happy to provide refunds.
Conroy says they still have to pay a small staff as they wind down their campaign operations, as well as some legal and administrative expenses. But that could still leave a substantial sum to spend. One option allowed by law is to throw picnics, cocktail parties, and other gatherings to thank supporters.
Further down the road here, because they're focused on the work now, but governor, lieutenant governor, have a lot of people they're going to want to thank.
The pair originally scheduled a fundraiser later this month in Springfield. The event will go on, but now is a holiday party with supporters, and they will no longer solicit donations. UMass Amherst political professor Ray LaRaja says Baker only has a handful of other options to spend the money under state law.
He can donate to a charity, a bona fide charity, if he wants. He could even give it back to the general fund of the Commonwealth, which I doubt he'll do.
Massachusetts law allows candidates to keep their campaign funds open if they are considering someday running for office again. That means Baker could make donations to other campaigns until he finally closes down his campaign account for good.
He could still be a player. He could take that money and give bona fide contributions to candidates or the parties. I doubt he'll give it to the Republican Party. Or he could do nothing and save it in case he decides to run again for office.
That would be state office. The law bars candidates from taking money they raised for state or local office and using it to run for Congress or even the White House. But even if Baker and Pulido are done with Massachusetts politics, it's up to them to decide when to dissolve their state campaign committees and disperse the remaining funds. Former Governor Deval Patrick kept his campaign open until just a few months after he left office in early 2015. By contrast, Mitt Romney's account stayed active for 5 years after he stepped down. Romney used some of his leftover funds to pay for his official portrait that hangs outside the governor's office. Will Baker use some of his funds for a portrait? Here's Jim Conroy.
I have no idea, Steve. The first one is mentioned to me.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.